in true epic fashion, Audio Gravity, 10th of July 2009, I have finally caught up on Friday the 10th. I've been turning off the Audio Gravity updates on Twitter because I didn't want to do a whole batch of them that I'd not caught up with and have them post to Twitter. And I've just turned that on for yesterday and today. And so from now on, I'm going to try and keep on top of doing the roughly five minute shows daily as part of my daily media pipeline, which I'll be talking about on me.dm/blog very, very soon. If you've not noticed, I've started to pick up the pace on doing blog posts over there. I'm also in the process right now of pulling together all the existing ideas and projects that I've got, picking the best five of them. Yes, I have more than five ideas on the back burner. And I intend to at least take one day out a week and not do any technology or work or anything to do with a computer whatsoever. Everything's coming together. Everything is picking up pace. I've spent the last couple of weeks dabbling around thinking, where am I going to be in this space? And I think I've finally decided what I want to do and how I want to go about it. So the first link today is over on socialbright.org. Social Tools for Social Change. And the first link that you'll see on there is a link by Amy Sample Ward, Social by Social. I've actually bought a copy of it. I was hoping that I'd get it this week at some point, but it seems that their printer's got an issue or they haven't printed them yet. Even though they've released it online, they don't seem to have any copies of it, which is a bit annoying, but I'll wait. I'm looking forward to see what it's like. They actually got commissioned by Nesta to do this, so I'll be interested to see the content of that, and I'll report back to that when I get it. Next link today is the source of it is Loudmouth Man off Twitter. I've been looking for something like this for quite some time because I know that the postal codes are locked down by the post office and you have to pay a license to them per year, and I think maybe it might be per transaction. It depends on what kind of package you have. But it looks like somebody has opened it up in some way. I don't know how they're doing it, but it basically says what this is about. Postcodes are really useful, but the power that keeps them closed unless you have loads of money to pay for them. So we set them free using them to run planningalerts.com and Job Center Pro Plus. Don't ask me, don't ask them, just use it and, you know, keep it on the down low if we can. We don't want to lose it once we've got it. Next link is over on myspace.com/streetheroes. Yes, I know, MySpace. Why am I going on MySpace? I'm not sure how I fell on this video, really. Indirectly, I guess, through somebody else. But it's about this group of guys called Street Heroes. The video itself looks like it's been put together very professionally with the video camera angles, the filming of it. It seems very orchestrated. Even though it's very urban, it still feels like a commercial or an advert for something. And there's a lot of focus on the mobile phones that they're using. One of them is strapped on his head and you get that view. And then there's a view of a guy on the third dimension doing it. And there seems to be a lot of social media campaign going on for this. So I presume that it's a paid promotional crossover item from somebody. I don't know who yet, but it's certainly very interesting. And really well filmed, actually. I was quite impressed. Next link is something that probably you've seen before and you've probably played with it before, which is Call Iris, which is a plugin for Firefox, and you can even actually get it for Safari now, and I believe the iPhone. It's like this 3D search video wall, and it's come on leaps and bounds since the first version. It's actually version 1.11 now. And it even works very well with news items from news sites. So you can click on a news item and it will zoom it up and it will render the text. I don't know what they've done with the engine, but the engine is really, really quick. And I'm looking to see where this progresses, because if it's going to be more about the OS being a browser and it's instant on, if you've got like this 3D instant on wall of media that you can get to and it's a touchscreen, that's going to be pretty epic. Next link is over on Switch Easy. Switch Easy, I've got this thumbtack product, and what's cool about this thumbtack product is it's the first microphone that I've seen for the iPhone that's actually been designed creatively in terms of shaped like a thumbtack so that you can pull it out, a lot easier than you would a normal microphone. Now, I'm always a bit worried about these microphones in terms of quality, but I think it's pretty much you've got to look at it from a stopgap point of view. You're not going to get amazingly good quality for it from it, but it's going to be enough, and it might be that golden interview that you're going to capture on your iPhone, but your iPhones die from battery power or just some other eventuality. You can use this on the iPod Nano 4G and the iPod Touch 2G. It might be worthwhile trying to pick one of them up dirt cheap. Always keep it in your bag. Grab one of these, they're $12, so they're dirt cheap, £8. Literally, put the thumbtack in the microphone socket and in the headphone socket, and it basically you can now use your iPod to capture audio as well. You need to get an application for it. I don't know which applications it works with, but go and have a look at it anyway. They do a number of products, but I actually like this one because of the way that you can pull it out and put it in easily. Next link is over on Wired, and it is to do with Midoom. So I don't know if you've heard about this, but there over the last couple of weeks, there's a lot of concern about this cyber war frenzy that's going on. There's a lot of big established DOS attack networks that have been cultivated from insecure PCs and computers around the world, vulnerable computers, and they're basically often under control of some of these massive big underground networks, and people don't often know that they are. If you're interested in this whatsoever, you don't have to be a geek, just listen to what it has to say in this report. It's from Wired. It's to do with threat level, and it's about lazy hacker and the little worm set off cyber war frenzy. This is going to happen more and more and more, and we need to make sure that people understand what is going on their computer, making sure they're secure, making sure they upgrade to patch vulnerabilities. It shouldn't be just the occasional, oh, I'll look in there once a month. If you haven't got it set already on your Mac, go into preferences, set your update schedule to daily, and at least that way you can reduce the risk of having insecure programs on your machine and your machine in turn being vulnerable. I've not actually heard of many applications on the Mac that make it vulnerable in terms of DOS attack networks. It's mainly PC machines. All I can say, if you're using an old machine and it's got slower and slower and slower, and it's getting viruses and pop-ups and stuff, it's probably a good time to either look at a new computer, new hardware, maybe upgrade to the latest Windows 7, which is free for a year, I think, or until, I think it comes out fairly soon, and I can see them adjusting the price on that really quickly. But that's it for today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Have a good weekend. Cheers. Bye.